This is Kevin Cochran reporting from the Class 3A District here in Burlington. What a wonderful day for the Ottumwa Bulldogs and your Oskaloosa Indians. The Oskaloosa Indians qualified three wrestlers, 113 pounds Josh Deal, 132 pounds Drew Sams, and the 220-pound Callan Tomlin all qualify for the Oskaloosa Indians and will punch their ticket to Wells Fargo Arena. As for your Ottumwa Bulldogs, like I said, what a day for the Ottumwa Bulldogs. Nathan Shoemaker at 106 finished third place. Alec Clark at 120 finished second place. Johnny Morales at 126 finished second place. Trevor Medina, 132 pounds, finished in fifth place. Colin McConnell, 138 pounds, finished in second place. 145 pounds, Justice Skinner, a second place finish. 152 pounds, Wyatt Schlatter won his wrestle back to finish second and punch his ticket to Wells Fargo Arena. Joey Mitchell came up just short, losing his wrestle back by a score of 7-4 to finish third place. Joel Weaver at 170 did not place. Isaiah Cox was the single champion for the Ottumwa Bulldogs today, pinning his opponent in the finals in a minute 15. Zane Lay at 195 pounds finished fifth. Jacob Brownlee finished fifth place, winning by a score of 9-8. Tyler Bukanazbich of Ottumwa at 285 won his wrestle back by a score of 5-3. And what makes that so ironic on his score of 5-3 is when I go through the team results, Ottumwa pulled it out and won the district championship at Class 3A District 2 by 2.5 points, and they were down a half a point going into that very final match and needed Tyler Bukanazbich to win in order to wrap up a district championship. So here are your final team scores in the Burlington District 2 Class 3A. Oskaloosa 8th place with 88. Mount Pleasant 7th place with 93. Burlington 6th place with 97.5. 6th place Fort Madison. 5th place Fort Madison 124.5. 4th place Keokuk 149.5. Iowa City West 3rd place 167.5. Your 2nd place finisher Iowa City City High with 184. And again, your district champion 186.5 points, the Ottumwa Bulldogs. So great day for the local wrestlers between Oskaloosa and Ottumwa. Oskaloosa sends three wrestlers to Wells Fargo Arena, and Ottumwa sends a school record of seven wrestlers to Wells Fargo Arena. So we look forward to catching all the coverage at Wells Fargo Arena, starting on Wednesday with the duels, and then Thursday the individual state tournament. And good luck to all of the state local wrestlers.